old Aunt Louisa was a colored woman, and she'd been born the days of slavery and belonged to great uncle. And then old Aunt Sally Ann, well, her family had belonged to our family too. And there were there were a lot of black people around that took the name of that family because of, but there'd been no white since the yellow fever epidemic in 1852. They moved to Grenada, Mississippi, and the men died in yellow fever.
Hmm.
Buried in the yellow fever cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we were kin to them. And the McCaleb Chapel, a colored church, recently had it. There was a McCaleb who was getting ordained, and he wanted me to go to represent the white family. And I went. And so when they asked all of McCaleb's, they wanted me to stand up too. I did. I stood up. You know. And the service lasted from 11 o'clock till 1:45.
Mm.
And they had a band there. And mm-hmm. the preacher is very well educated, but he jumped that high several times.
Spirited.
And of course they wanted me to give some testimony, you know. And I said, well, I'm here today because black people belong to our family. But I said, if we hadn't been good masters and hadn't been a good working relationship, they wouldn't have stayed on after the war, and I wouldn't have been here today if they'd been in the hatred. I said, I wouldn't have even been invited here today if there hadn't been a good relationship and there hadn't been a kind of kinship that nobody can describe. Nobody could describe it. Because I've given several eulogies for aged black people at funerals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always bring that out, the importance of getting along, races getting along, and being polite to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always say there's no excuse for bad manners, and I'd usually get a shout out of that. No excuse for bad manners.
Where are people buried?
Well, our family are buried in a family cemetery. Over here in the field, and we keep it up and keep it right nicely too. Have a chain fence around it, and the first burial was that in 1778. And that between 40 and 50 burials, all the graves are marked, and we keep them up.
Do a lot of people have their own cemeteries?
Well, not many now because they're afraid that nobody will keep them up. We've got an endowment fund after Sister Evelyn and I die that'll work, and they'll be able to have it mowed or four times a summer from then dying. But I wouldn't think it'd be there in a public cemetery. And go.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can finish up right here.
Yavo, I've washed off the shutters that I have, and as soon as you finish the white part, we will paint the shutters green. All right. He's from Bulgaria. He came over here on a visit, he and his brother, to visit an uncle in Fayetteville. And while they were gone, the government changed and allowed immigration. He didn't have to take political refuge. And then he had a wife and family too. He didn't want to be a political refugee.
Mm-hmm.
He's an engineer, really. His wife builds bridges in Bulgaria. She's an engineer too, but he can't speak any English hardly.
Mm-hmm.
I speak to him in German a little. He knows German. And but he's the smartest thing you've ever seen, and he hopes to stay on over and bring his wife over, and he's learning English.
Mm-hmm.
His wife and children are taking English over there now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just as energetic and do anything.
Mm.
He's painting the house for him. We got him a job down at Carroll's Mill, and it's just a menial task, but he does make a little money. Hello? Yeah. Gene.